warranty, paid by the hour.
Before there was a Frackleton's restaurant, this building was home to Dr. Frackleton, the sagebrush dentist who patched up cowboys, Native American chiefs, and anybody tough enough to sit still. No frills, no shortcuts, just steady hands and work done right. That same Frackleton spirit lives on today. Good food prepared with care, well-poured drinks, friendly service, and world-class cuisine. Frackleton's, Main Street, downtown Sheridan.
Valencia Barrington Project is a rare ensemble dedicated to reviving the beautiful and unusual sound of the Barrington, an 18th century instrument that combines the warmth of a viola with sympathetic strings that resonate beneath the melody, creating a sound unlike anything most audiences have heard before. Enjoy this extraordinary evening of chamber music tomorrow night, 7 p.m., in the intimate listening environment of the Wild Theater's Tandem Hall. Seating is extremely limited in this unique space, so reserve your tickets today at the Wild Box Office or online at wildtheater.com. The Valencia Barrington Project, tomorrow night at the Wild. This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, April 13th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we're joined by Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dedimore and Chair of the Tongue River Valley Business Committee, Lisa Ballstedt. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Did I say that name all right?
You did.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm not the best with that, and so I really do give it the old college try.
Take him a few times with me. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. A lot of people used to call me Floyd Whiting, so I can understand. Yeah. One T. Just one. Teresa, how are things at the chamber?
Going great. Yeah, we're very excited about this spring. It's jumping off and we're right into our programs, but it's going great.
Now, you've got a couple anniversaries down there today.
Yeah, well, they're coming up this month.
They're coming up.
Yeah, so Stephen and Kelly will both be with the chamber for 1 year this month. Stephen is tomorrow, and then Kelly is next week. So we're just very appreciative of everything that they do. They're amazing.
It just doesn't seem like that long.
Right?
That Stephen's been down there.
I know. And they are part of our team, and they carry so much weight for us and do so much. So in a year, they've really done a lot, and we're so excited to have them.
Boy, that makes going to work so much easier, doesn't it?
Yes.
When you really enjoy the people that you're working with.
Exactly.
It just, not only that, but I feel like so much more gets done in a day if you're having fun. Lisa, speaking of having fun, can you introduce the Tongue River Valley Business Committee and explain how that came together?
Sure. I think, you know, a few years back, some of the businesses out there had tried to form some kind of committee or business group, just really didn't get off the ground. There really wasn't kind of the drive or what they needed at that time. Fast forward to, you know, a few months back, Town of Ranchester kind of put it out, hey, would you guys like to try to form a business group? Had a few meetings, kind of came together. How do we want this to look? You know, was a lot of the discussion, what makes the most sense? Do we set up a nonprofit? Do we set up a structure? What do we do? And of course, the chamber was part of these conversations. And really, what made the most sense for us was to become a committee with the chamber. Why reinvent the wheel when we have these resources right here in our county? And so, we've been moving forward from there. We have a leadership team in place. We've got a few meetings under our belts. And we had our first event recently.
Oh, wow. So before we get into the event, let's talk about what the mission of the new committee is. For those individuals out there who were wondering, was this just a bunch of businesses coming together? And what are they actually looking for?
Okay. Our mission statement reads to bring together local business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to collaborate, promote one another, and build a thriving local economy throughout the valley.
Okay. So essentially, that's kind of the exact goals of the Sheridan Chamber of Commerce. And so when you guys sat down, what did those conversations look like? Teresa, were you a part of those?
Yeah, I was. We just sat down and talked a lot about what they were after. You know, what they were looking to do. And that's kind of where the mission statement came from. Melissa Bookshire was also part of this, who used to work for the chamber as well as being a business owner now out there. So she was integral in all of this. And just being able to talk about building this community, it's really, there's a lot of businesses coming up in Ranchester and Dayton right now. And they're growing. It's really becoming its own unique vibe in those main streets and everything down there. So how do we help promote this? How do we bring people out here more and really grow these businesses? Because they're great.
Lisa, are you a business owner?
I am.
And what do you own out there?
I don't have a brick and mortar business. I run a financial coaching business from my home.
Wow. So when you heard about all of this, when you heard about these rumblings, people want to get together, how did you essentially just get everyone in the same room?
We really owe some of that credit to the town of Ranchester. They put out some blurbs. They went around town handing out flyers or around the valley, trying to hand out flyers to let people know about these meetings, put it up on their kind of billboard by the fire station. And then, you know, a few of us came, and then the next month, a few more people came, and we just are trying to invite businesses, brick and mortar businesses, but also ones that people are running from their homes.
Which I imagine out there is probably quite a few, isn't it?
Yeah, there are quite a few. And it's just to get, you know, the word out to everyone that we want them to come to these meetings and interact, give us their input, and help us kind of grow our business community out there.
It's really inspiring to see everybody come together. If we were to sit here and say, what are you looking for? As a small business owner yourself, what are you looking to get out of this?
I think if you ask the majority of the people that have been attending these meetings, it's the community they're looking for. You know, in smaller towns like that, smaller regions, it's really, oh, if I know, you know, the coffee shop's got this event going, I can help promote that too, because I have a different circle of friends or people I work with. And it's just that community, so that those events, so we can support each other in our businesses. And it's just all about communication.
How long have you been out there in Ranchester area?
How long have I lived out there? Like 12 years.
Have you really seen like an uptick? Has there been a serious growth in the community out there from your perspective?
Yeah. And I would say over the last probably 4 or 5 years, we've really seen growth come in there. You know, we've seen growth in the housing community. Mm. You know, there's some new developments. Obviously, we had the new elementary school a few years back. And just I see some growth coming. You know, there are some buildings available for sale, but there's also stuff moving in.
Yeah.
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 And I think that's what is exciting to see.
With the people comes the business.
Correct.
Folks aren't wanting to drive all the way into Sheridan to pick up simple things or something like that, or maybe even some more specific type of businesses. So tell me about you guys' first event that you just held. What was this?
We hosted an event. We called it Hop Around the Valley, and it was kind of people could come and get a kind of a bingo card, and then they could go to the different participating businesses and get a stamp. And it was really just to encourage them to visit these businesses and see what they offer. And if you didn't have, like myself, I didn't have a brick and mortar, but, you know, I used one of the town halls as a location. And we had good sponsorship from our businesses, I think, this first time around, and pretty good participation. And then Saturday before Easter with the Easter egg hunt at the community center in Dayton is when we drew the grand prizes. So we had three prizes for people to win. And I think it was a fun first event. We learned a lot. We learned some things we can improve. Mm. You know, to make it flow a little bit easier for the people participating in it. But I think it was a great first event. And I think you have to try something before you know how to adjust it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And being how its location as well, because this isn't something that happens out in those, the ancillary communities very often. So it is kind of virgin waters wading in there. You know, what? How is this going to work? Is this going to bring people out? Is it going to bring people from Sheridan? That would have been cool. I'm sure a few people went out there from Sheridan just check out some of the businesses out there. So, mm-hmm. Teresa, what will the chamber's role be on this committee?
So this is now one of our committees. We'll host it. We'll run it. We'll do the agendas, the invites, everything for it. All of their programs will run underneath of us. So our program events director, Kim Jacobson, she's going to be helping these guys with all of the events from now on. She'll jump on board. Jody's doing the marketing for them. So they are now ours, and we're so excited. We have a great leadership team.
Yeah. Some of the best of the best in Sheridan County helping out with it. That's right. Pretty neat, though. Now, when it comes to, will a member always be like a liaison from the chamber, or is there somebody who actually works at the chamber that lives out there, when just they'll be the one?
So what we actually do, every one of our committees has a staff liaison. And so right now it is Jody Hartley from our office. She's a staff liaison with this one. Getting it up and going and doing the marketing and the press releases for it. And then we have a board member. Also, we have two of them that live out in the Valley who are going to be on this committee and helping as well. Aaron Sopko and Brady Lewis. So we're very excited to have those two on board. We're always at our committees and they're participating. I'm at all of them that I can get to in a month. So, and I really try to be at absolutely all of them, all of our committee meetings.
It's fantastic. It gives them a voice out there where... Mm-hmm. I mean, they are part of the overall Sheridan County Business Committee, but it is kind of nice to be able to sit down with someone who may identify more with, hey, we're not as big as Sheridan. Maybe our businesses don't have as much room to have everybody in, like little things that maybe are just different.
And that's, we had our Chamber Coffees program for so long, and we'd go out to Dayton or Ranchester every year and try to meet with all the businesses and bring board members out there and hear from them and what their needs were and try to address them. And we're realizing too, once a year wasn't enough out there because it was growing. And mm-hmm. I mean, those chamber coffees were probably 30, 40 people at those. It was great and good conversation, but there's definitely a need. So when the conversation started about maybe starting a business committee out there, we're like, yeah, we're in. You know, either it's part of the chamber or we need to be part of it. One of the two. So
what would you, and this is for either one of you, what would you say are unique challenges for a business located out there that maybe one in Sheridan doesn't have to face as often?
I know there's some connectivity issues with some of the fiber and just speed. Mm. If you live, if you're not on that main drag, if you're out in the country and you're trying to, process videos. I know we had one conversation with a business owner who was like, it's torture. You get about there and then you're buffering and then it stops.
Well, and
so things like that.
Remote businesses or at home businesses, what a vital piece of the business. Mm-hmm. My Wi-Fi, my cable connectivity. I'm trying to reach people all over the world from my kitchen table and things are skipping, or I can't be part of that Zoom because of XYZ. How can forming a committee really give them the strength to kind of approach maybe companies or cable providers and say, hey, we're looking for either an improvement or a complete redo?
Well, I know we've hosted a couple conversations out there for them. Dave Barry at the time was on our board and was able to pull some groups together. Ranges talked with them, CenturyLink, because it's, I think, CenturyLink out there, and we're able to look at some solutions possibly. Mm. I think they're currently working on them. Correct me if I'm wrong, Lisa, but I think they're actually trying to improve some stuff right now.
Okay, fantastic. And see, this is why these committees like this matter so much.
Yeah.
Because now you got some teeth behind you. We're going to get this done and everybody's going to benefit from it, to include just residents out there.
Right. Yeah, collective voice does a lot.
It absolutely does.
Absolutely.
And now, Lisa, if somebody is thinking about opening a home business, or maybe they have one in operation out there, and by some turn of events, this is the first time they're hearing about this committee and they're interested, what do they need to do to join up?
They just need to come to one of our meetings. We meet the last Tuesday of every month at 8:00. At the Ranchester Town Hall is what we're using right now, their meeting space. And come and check out one of our meetings. We can visit with them. The chamber can visit with them. But I think they'll see that the community they'll gain by attending these meetings.
Yeah. And I mean, attending a meeting isn't a commitment. So even if you're on the fence, attend a meeting. See if you find some value in that, then go for it. If you get there and you're like, man, I don't think this is going to work for me, then that's fine.
Exactly.
There's no commitment to any of it. Just attend a meeting, get to know some of the individuals around there. Who knows? You might be able to get in there and meet somebody who's facing the same challenges that you face.
Yep.
And you need answers, and they might have them. You never know. All right. Now I'm going to switch gears on you. Teresa, let's talk about the Chamber Lunch Program on Wyoming Tourism. What were some key takeaways that you found interesting during that meeting?
Dominic is, he's coming on board and he's doing some tweaks to how they're doing things. Some of the things they do internationally, some of the programs that they have, getting people to come to Wyoming. They're going to have a little bit different presence, which I think will be cool. He said they're partnering on a little bit of a, he said their cowboy effect is not really a cowboy effect. So he said we're going to bring some authenticity to it and really get people excited about Wyoming and coming out west, which I thought was kind of cool that they're going to have a little bit bigger presence. He also talked about their printed guides, and it made me chuckle because I think all of us in a business has done this at one point or another, been like, people really want the hard copy still, or are they just looking for digital at this point in life? And he goes, I threw the question out and immediately got back, no, I want the printed. I want to be able to circle things. Yeah. I want to be able to write. And he said, it's across the board everywhere I went. Like, people were like, do not get rid of that. So he goes, so I'm going to keep my hard copy.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And it just made me laugh because we've talked about it in our office too. And, you know, what do you do? So everything is so digital right now. And you have some, they're like, don't send me a single paper. And then others were like, no, everything. Mm-hmm. Everything needs to be paper. So it was great.
On that, I like to circle things type of situation. I can remember I had a sergeant who kept, what was it? I guess you could call it like a wet board pen. And he would have these laminated cards for all kinds of things. And he'd be able to circle it, teach a lesson right out of his pocket. And it was actually, it was incredibly cool. Because you look at some of the younger generation even then, and say, do you have that in your pocket? No, I keep it on my phone. And I'm like, gosh, I think we're losing something there. I really do.
My kid is going to get her permit. And I said, we need to go get you the driver's ed book. And everyone said, no, you look it up online now. I'm like, oh. How's she supposed to highlight and remember? I don't know.
Put the footnotes in the margins. Exactly. Like all kinds of stuff. If you owned a textbook anytime in the 1990s or the 2000s, you bought the used textbook because everything important was already highlighted and somebody had already made notes. So, I agree with you on that. I think we're losing something there. But I really do like the focus, the what do people want? What would you prefer? When it comes to tourism in Sheridan County, mm-hmm. the Sheridan Chamber of Commerce is extremely involved within that movement. And so, obviously, would be the committee. Because when someone goes to a big city, at least for me, I check out the smaller towns as well and see those little pieces of history.
Right.
So, where are we at? Does it feel good, the tourism industry, going into this new year? Because, I mean, with gas prices the way they're at, Teresa, I'm worried. I'm worried that the family's not going to throw everybody in the station wagon and head across the cowboy state.
We've seen it, I think, both ways. Because, yes, gas prices are up, but at the same time, they're not flying either right now.
No.
They'd prefer to throw a family in a car and take off. So, or just sporting events like we have been every weekend, I think.
Yeah.
Since, like, last November. But that's just, it's part of the ebbs and flows that we see quite often. And Sean has a pretty good, he's probably coming on here pretty soon. He can talk to you a little bit about it. But the outlook, I think, looks really good for Sheridan County. Plus, we are a really good, solid destination where people like to come here. This is the stop that they want to do on their way to Yellowstone, which is always the family trip that they want to take. So from that aspect, we are doing well. And we have, Don King Days. Our rodeo is huge and brings in so many people that I do think we'll be okay on tourism. But Sean, like I said, Sean can probably give you better data on it and numbers that he's seeing from the state. But
I would like to speak with him because my curiosity is, what do, of course, we're going to have like the big grand events, the Wyo rodeo, things like that. But I've often wondered, is the number of the smaller family visits, does that match, come close to, and maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't even come close to the Wyo rodeo. But you just got to think about, well, if we had a really good year and people were really traveling, it might. You never know. And for Sheridan to become a destination as opposed to just a flyover or a pass through, that's the overall goal.
Yep.
Get people to come here, maybe stay a couple days on their way. That's how I like to vacation. I find a town that I like, we're going to hang out for a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to go find a hotel room tonight. We're going to stay here because I like it here. Even if we're going somewhere else. All right, on that, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to have more with our Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan, I'm Nicole Pierce.
And I'm Maren Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Dreaming about owning your first home?
The Mortgage Rate Relief Program could lower your interest rate by 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
That means real monthly savings.
It's available to qualifying homebuyers purchasing a primary residence.
Let's see if you qualify.
Funds are limited, so stop in, call us, or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Homeownership just got more affordable. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a fun fact. You're likely within 5 miles of your nearest H&R Block right now. That means you never have to go out of your way to get your taxes out of the way. File with the confidence and convenience you deserve this tax season with the original tax experts at H&R Block. Visit the office at 1307 Coffeen or call 307-672-9787.
Are you a CNA looking for meaningful experience in a unique setting? Join the long-term care team at Sheridan Greenhouse, where staff strive to create loving homes where individuals live dignified, fulfilling lives. Here, CNAs start as elder care technicians and can advance to elder care specialist and even elder care coordinators, with pay increases along the way. Not licensed yet? Enrollment for Sheridan College's next CNA class closes March 10th. Apply at sheridanhospital.org/careers or email recruiting@sheridanhospital.org for more information.
Once a week, a son calls his father.
Hi, Dad.
Just to check in. It's not a long call, 10 minutes maybe, but it matters. When people start to feel forgotten, a call or visit can remind them they're not alone.
They're not alone.
A few minutes of kindness can change the course of a day, sometimes a life. And when someone's going through a hard time, storing a firearm safely, even for a few days, can give them the space to heal. If you or someone you love is struggling, call or text 988. Help is here, day or night. Always free, always confidential. Call or text 988, 24 hours a day. Wyoming takes care of its own. Always has, always will. A message from Wyoming Health Fairs with support from the McMurray Foundation, Natrona Collective Health Trust, and the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, working together to make sure no Wyoming neighbor faces their darkest moments alone.
Garage sale season's in full swing, and every weekend bargain hunters are hitting the streets, and guess where they're searching for the garage sales? SheridanMedia.com's garage sale page. It's the third most viewed page on our website during garage sale season. So why not advertise your business on the garage sale page in front of thousands of shoppers? Contact us at 672-7421 or email sales@SheridanMedia.com. Lock in your business and get in front of thousands of people on Sheridan Media's garage sale page at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're sitting with Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dettymore and Chair of the Tongue River Valley Business Committee, Lisa Ballstead. Now, Teresa, I went on a little bit in the first half. We don't have a lot of time. Let's talk about the Ignite Conference. This is this month's, or next month's big event.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it. What's the overall goal?
So registration is actually going to go live today. So we're very excited. All of the class sessions will be on there. We have not only an executive track, but we brought back the entrepreneur track. We've been talking with PJ Burns, who's with the Small Business Development Center. And Sheridan really is a hub for entrepreneurs. She just has so many clients here that she's meeting with constantly. And we said, what do you think? Should we bring it back? And you can come here. And so her and her teammate from Casper will be here. They're going to do all-day sessions, working with entrepreneurs as well during this conference, which is great to have them as part of this. plus our executive track, which is for a little bit upper level management, some of your owners, your upper level GMs, that kind of thing. And so then we have our classes, just professional development. What do you need? Your marketing, your HR, leadership, finance. So it's, we have a really good mix again this year. A lot of new trainers who have not been with us before. So we're very excited to have some new people that our community gets to meet. Some from here, some from Casper, some from Gillette. So it's just going to be a really great mix for the day. Kate Gladden, who is now living here locally. She's from Australia originally. She's going to be our keynote speaker, talking about resilience and, you know, working through things and making something good out of whatever your circumstances are. And then Scott Lee is actually going to do the wrap up on bringing your team through it. So not only individually, but as a leader, how do you bring your team through certain things? So it's going to be a great day. We're really excited for how it turned.
Can you? Through. There's always a feeling just before lightning strikes.
Yeah.
There's right. Something in the air, right? Do you, is Ignite getting to the point where you're feeling that as it approaches?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it just keeps building better and better and better. And we love it. And our businesses love it. And the fact that they are utilizing this and they're like, it's such a great resource for us because we don't have to send people out of town for it. It's right here locally. That's what we're after. Is yeah. Try to get them the most resources right here. We are going to be at the Ramada this year. That's a different location. So we'll be utilizing all four of those conference rooms in the main section. And then across the greenery, those smaller rooms is where the entrepreneur classes will be.
Now, I know it's a little early because registration is just opening up today, but in the past, have you seen a lot of individuals from the smaller towns around us say, you know what, let's go to the Ignite conference, let's learn some stuff and share it, and over the period of it, what is, it's one day, mm-hmm. right? Hopefully that extends out in the future. I think that would be great.
I think it's coming, yeah.
Are you getting the sense that you're going to end up having to do that?
Yeah. I think we'll probably stair step it and go a day and a half and then 2 days. But yeah, I think that's exactly where this is headed.
When folks were sending in requests for opportunities to teach a class, did you get quite a few of those?
We did. We got a lot and we couldn't take them all. So it was a whole committee of people from our business retention and expansion committee. We have a subset of those guys who come on board and they really comb through these and look for what's going to work, what businesses need right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have business owners on there, quite a few business owners actually, and then some of our board members. And it's great. It's hard because there's so many great topics out there and presenters that you know are going to do a good job. But we just try to look for what's needed right now in our community.
As the CEO of mm-hmm. the Sheridan Chamber of Commerce, when you're sitting with your people and you're going over all these classes, are there dog ears in there where you're like, I want to make sure we've got a class on this, we've got a class on that, and they're going over this?
We do. And actually, that's collective as a staff because Kelly's out visiting with members all year round. So a lot of times she'll bring back saying, hey, they don't know how to do, they've got a lot of questions on AI or they've got some marketing questions. Jody gets a lot of phone calls. So a lot of times she'll say, we need a class on this because I'm getting asked all of the time. And she said, I'm not real sure, you know, depending on budget, what you should and shouldn't do with in-house and different things like that. More specific training on just how to really evaluate your budget where you're at, which mm-hmm. is very timely for right now. And then what to move forward. And so a lot of just looking at expenses, staffing, how do you make what work? And then what can you hire out and not hire out? And so, yeah.
Now, you introduced an app that travels yes. with you during this mm-hmm. Ignite conference, something that'll help you track your classes and keep track of everything. But it also gives you like PDF handouts, correct?
Yeah. So all of the trainings that you're attending during the day, all of your handouts, they're all right there in that app. So you have access to them. And also the trainers who taught the class. So if 6 months down the road, you're like, oh, crap, that was really good. We should bring them in here to do some staff training. You've got it right there.
And that's
and you
fantastic.
Can contact them. Yep. You can yeah. send them an email. Their phone number is listed in there, so you can give them a call.
See, that's yeah. where the digital aspect that we were kind right? of poo-pooing earlier comes into play, right? When you're like, what did I do with that handout?
We still make folders, too, for some people like me. I'm like, no, I got to write it down. Otherwise, it won't go in the brain.
What did I do with that dang handout?
I depend on my phone, and then my phone gets dropped in a lake. It may have happened. So, yeah.
Walk me through just real quick on how somebody can jump in to the Chamber's website, register, and pick and choose which courses and classes I want me and maybe even my staff to attend.
So right now you just go right onto our website. There's an Ignite page right there that you go on to, read all about it, see the different sessions, register. And then when we get a little bit closer to that, app is actually where you're going to register for each and every class. So if you're like, oh crap, I don't know which ones to register for, don't worry about it right now. Okay. Just register, get your name in there. And then once it gets a little closer, that's when you'll need to decide.
Okay. But all courses have been confirmed. Your trainers are set. Everybody's ready to go.
They are. And actually, we have a class that people were asking for again. So we have brought it back on coaching. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. We had, that one was packed last year and some people didn't get to attend. And they're like, could we, is there any way to do that again? So we're at that point too, where it's not even just us. It's people sending in feedback into us saying, hey, we really need this class and wasn't able to attend. So
that's fantastic. And I think this is one of those events that, you know, 10 years down the line could be the, literally the business education event in Northern Wyoming, where you get people coming over from all over.
They're starting to. We had Fort Collins last year, Cody.
Fort Collins.
Mm-hmm. We've got people from Billings who come down. So, and then smaller communities. We have a few people from Grable, I think, come over for it. So it's getting a reach to it, which is great. That's what we're after.
Yeah, and I think it's great because for the smaller communities, it's it seems a little more tailored toward them because, and I'm not trying to alienate anybody here. Everybody can find something in this event.
Right.
But having that experience right here in Sheridan, I mean, we've got so many ancillary towns out there, and obviously they're growing. The businesses are starting to thrive out there. They need information. They need guidance. And I think this is a fantastic opportunity to do that. How many people can we have? Is there like a total amount of individuals that we can have at this conference?
We could probably be close to 400 people and still be okay at the Ramada.
My goodness.
So, yeah.
All right.
We got goals.
I've run out of time with you. I greatly appreciate you coming in. We've got a business after hours, a business before hours. Check the Chamber's website to get those times and places, folks. I kind of droned on a little long. I'm sorry.
You're good.
But also, the Chamber Lunch Program. Register today.
Nope, that one's done. Oh, May 13th is the next one. City County Government.
All right. That one's going to be pretty important. Yep. So make sure that you get on there, folks. Teresa, Lisa, thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Downtown Sheridan Association. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM Sheridan.
Marin, everyone keeps asking, are rates ever going to help buyers?
Actually, yes. I'm Marin Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That can make a big difference in monthly payments.
If you're buying your primary home, you may qualify.
Funds are limited, so call us today or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Let's get you into your home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marin, everyone keeps asking, are rates ever going to help buyers?
Actually, yes. I'm Marin
Looking
Borsheim.
Looking for a place that has something for everyone? Smith Valley Brewing, right in downtown Sheridan, combines great food, quality drinks, and family-friendly fun. Kids can enjoy the arcade, you can challenge friends at the pool table, and catch every big play on their giant 70-inch and 90-inch TVs. Savor their new menu and family-friendly pricing in a welcoming, comfortable space for the whole family. Visit Smith Valley Brewing in downtown Sheridan. Right up your alley.
I'm here with Candace Kindred from Teriyaki Madness, one of Sheridan's most popular restaurants. Does catering?
Tommy, hi. If you want to mix things up from the usual catering lineup, we're bringing something fresh your group will actually get excited about.
You got my attention.
Think our insanely popular orange chicken, grilled steak or chicken, tofu, fresh veggies, and gluten-free options made hot and fresh just for your crew.
That's a big upgrade from the usual.
And reach out to me before you place your order and you'll get free setup and delivery.
Bring the madness to your next event with Teriyaki Madness Catering.
Hi, this is Chris Hayden here at your locally owned Sheridan Motors. As summer travel season rolls in, now is the perfect time to make sure your vehicle is road trip ready. Our factory trained technicians provide high quality service at fair, honest prices. so you can hit the road with confidence. We even offer convenient local pickup and delivery, plus every service includes a free car wash. Stop by or give us a call today and let Sheridan Motors help you get ready for wherever summer takes you.
Here in Wyoming, your roof better be tougher than the weather. At Branded 307 Roofing, we install commercial purlin-bearing roofing, residential metal roofs, and standing seam systems built to handle hail, wind, snow, and whatever else the bighorns can throw at it. Metal roofing is up for the challenge. Whether it's home, shop, ranch, or commercial building, we build roofs that last with craftsmanship that's built different. No shortcuts, no excuses, just quality roofing, period. Call us today, Branded 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Are your taxes still on your to-do list? You're not the only one. But don't worry. H&R Block makes filing them fast and never a drain on your time. No matter if you meet with us in person or drop them off. Plus, we're right in the neighborhood, giving you a convenience and confidence to cross those taxes off your list. So let us help lighten the load. Make an appointment at H&R Block today.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we're speaking with Downtown Sheridan Association Board Member and Treasurer Kristen Herbst and Promotions and Marketing Committee Chair Michaela Heath. Good morning, ladies, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Wow, in tandem. I love it when it's in tandem, right?
We've done this a time or two.
Well, how are things at the DSA right now?
Well, about to get kicked off. Summer programs, right? All the things we've got, Third Thursday, events, Goose Creek, and I'm sure we'll be on later in the summer to talk about that stuff. But yeah, we're trying to get everything ramped up leading into summer months because obviously summer is big for Sheridan. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, what are some kind of checkbox things? Because you've been down at DSA quite a few years.
Yeah, I think since the pandemic, since COVID, so like five or six years.
Can you believe it was that long ago?
No,
it doesn't feel like it.
No, obviously we were just talking about that.
So what are some checkbox things that you like to make sure, hey, let's make sure we get these done as we really charge in?
Well, as far as like a board member, what my check boxes are is like what we're trying to get going right now is obviously Third Thursday is a big one for DSA, but then we're already working on Wine Fest. And Goose Creek is another big event for us. That one is a little bit, doesn't require as much thing as Wine Fest, but yeah, all the things. And then we have Powwow. This year we're going to be doing something for the quincentennial, for the July 4th, since it's 250 years. So helping out with that. So, a lot of things happening.
Being on the board, and being there for as many years as you've had, can you come to the board with just an idea and kind of throw it out there as a board member and just say, hey guys, you know, we got this big event coming. Mm-hmm. Can we do something on this day?
Yes. No, I really think that that is, yes, you can do that. Now, the manpower that it takes to do that event.
You got to be realistic.
You've got to be realistic. And, you know, I mean, we're always looking for volunteers. And so anybody who, you know, loves to volunteer and get out into the community, that's definitely an opportunity for them. But yeah, always open to different ideas. Because I think, you know, of course, things get repetitive and a little stagnant. So new ideas, fresh ideas is always welcomed.
And that's got to be one of those situations where you might take something that we've done year after year after year. And the creativity comes from, how do I keep this going?
Mm-hmm.
But make it fun for this year.
Exactly.
Make it new for this year.
Right.
There's an equal challenge in that to writing news stories. Where you're like, because we live in a cyclical world.
Absolutely, that's what I was just going to.
They're going to be here
exactly, and the dynamics and you know your target audience is changing, is ever evolving, and so what works for those specific people now?
Mm-hmm. And how do you get the younger generation in through the door?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of challenges on that. Now let's talk about the National Main Street
conference. What is this?
Well, okay, so that's why I'm here today, is because Zoila is at the National Main Street Conference. And so last year it was in Pennsylvania. This year it's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So in essence, it's like just any sort of conference that you have for your, you know, your career or your occupation. Really cool thing that they do, and Michaela got to go a couple years ago, but a really cool thing that they do is they go and tour other communities to try and just see like what their downtowns look like, maybe get some ideas to bring into our community. And I think that that's where Zoila got the idea for the Peep Show this year, or the Peep Dreams. Peep Dreams, excuse me, not the Peep Show.
Peep Dreams. That was the name that was brought up, though, so you're not totally
okay.
far off.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, just getting to go and tour the different communities, and it's really great. Last year, you know, like Greg Luman, the councilman Greg Luman, yeah. was able to go. There great was a couple other people from the town of Sheridan that got to go and just see. So it's always great when you get a group of people from the same community going to different communities and being able to incorporate new ideas into our downtown, you know, because obviously we want it to remain vibrant and exciting and just flush with people and you know, so.
And I really appreciate the effort.
Yes.
And the seriousness that everybody takes with the downtown, because mm-hmm. I've done a lot of traveling in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And far too often you visit a little town and it's cardboard in the windows,
mm-hmm.
duct tape on the doors, and that's their downtown.
Right.
And it's heartbreaking.
It is.
Because a downtown should be the jewel mm-hmm. in the crown.
Yes.
And having that, you know, that, for lack of a better term, and I've heard guests and myself have used it, the hallmark downtown mm-hmm. is really the goal, but it takes a lot to keep that
going.
It
takes a lot, yeah. And it, you know, and it's obviously Zoila does a wonderful job, but it's also the business owners downtown, the building owners, you know, everybody comes together, the city, the county. So it's a collective effort, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And working to keep people shopping downtown in our local stores is you got to focus on that daily. You
right.
got to talk about it daily.
Yeah, exactly.
Small business owners have, I don't know how many different hurdles in front of them on any given day.
Mm.
And to see your smiling face walk through their door, that's the whole reason they are there.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about some reasons why some folks have popped in lately. Tell me about them Peep Dreams. How'd it go?
Yeah, the Easter Art Show. It was the first time we ever hosted this event, and the community was excited about it. The stores were excited about it. We were really lucky to partner with Sage Community Arts to bring in those artists and find those artists to decorate those peeps. So that was awesome, you know, to get some of those adults included in this. But even better, we partnered with some of the elementary schools and got kids to decorate the peeps. So it didn't matter your age, you had the opportunity to participate and decorate your peep however you saw fit. And then certain downtown retailers showcased those pieces, so you could walk around downtown and see all of those different peeps. So it was cool. It just brought a different twist to Easter.
Michaela, what was the feedback from business owners on this? They liked the idea of putting the peeps out there, maybe setting up a whole display.
Yeah, it was just something different, and it was a great talking piece. Sometimes I think in some of these winter months, even though we haven't really had a winter this year, just finding those things to talk about. And yeah. what better way than to talk about the community who continues to support downtown and what they have to offer. And this is just another way of them doing that, by participating in this peep show, by the artists decorating and the students decorating their peep. So it's just a cool, something unique, something different. And I mean, we know Sheridan community loves the art. And so this was just a different twist, a little bit more pastel colors to it. Like,
and in the internet age, in the age of the cell phone and online shopping, there is an aspect where some folks maybe have forgotten the absolute value of the display window.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently on a trip, and I walked into at least two places just because of what they had in their display window.
Yes.
Otherwise, I would have walked right by.
Sure. It's a silent salesperson.
It absolutely is. And if you've got something up there,
you should market that. Silent salesperson.
There you go. Make a note.
That's probably one step of marketing that I missed. So.
But it really does, doesn't it? I mean, it basically it says more than just, hey, this is what I've got in here. It can say, hey, we're playful in here. It's fun. It's,
right.
It's, you know, whimsical. And yeah, I realize that's kind of a word, but at the same time, whimsy is something that I think everybody is missing a little bit nowadays in their lives. And I'll go into a store if I feel that I'm going to come out with a better attitude. Maybe that's all I get. Or maybe a bag full of stuff and a better attitude.
Retail therapy, Floyd.
That's what they say. That's what they say. The thing with retail therapy, going in there in person, you get to talk to the people. It's an experience.
Yes.
It's a heck of a lot better experience than just clicking it on your phone. So make sure that you're shopping downtown. I really like that Peep Dreams promotion. I thought it was fantastic. And again, the kids having fun with it really made a difference. Let's talk about spring cha-ching. How does this shopping promotion work real quick? To remind the folks.
It's a favorite. It's a fan favorite. That's why we do it not just once, but twice a year. So yeah, spring cha-ching, April shopping spree. Anytime you shop downtown in the downtown district, so whether it be a restaurant, a salon, any of our retailers, our bars even, you take a picture of your receipt and you send it in to 307-336-7595. All you do, you just take a picture of your receipt, you send it in, and then you get entered to win a $1,000 shopping spree downtown. The entire month of April. So anytime you come downtown the month of April, you just take a picture of your receipt. How easy? Like, talk about silent salesperson.
Right,
like,
right, yeah. Even if you're just popping in, I only need to buy three things, and they're all small.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. Take a photo, send it down there.
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much you spend. There's no threshold.
Like, I bought my wedding dress, and I took a picture of my receipt for my wedding dress. So that was like a big purchase, right?
Right, but only one entry.
Yes.
If you go buy a coffee, one entry, $5.
Doesn't so matter. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar or if it's, I don't know, you could buy a new car from Hammers, honestly. Like, there you go.
That's a heck of a receipt.
Gonna be a big one on there.
Yeah,
but it still counts.
Right?
It still counts.
Getting a lot of receipts rolling in.
Oh yes, this is a favorite by the community, by business owners. This year we switched up a little bit, so business owners are actually stapling the number directly to the receipts to make it way simpler. I always encourage people to just add that number to your phone, because that number is the same that it's been since we started. So just create a new contact for it, and you just send in that receipt, and you just keep sending them in.
Yeah, you label it spring cha-ching.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Just cha-ching.
Yeah.
Or also just $1,000, please.
There you go. $1,000, please.
Yes.
Who are you texting? $1,000.
I'm texting money, please.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And it's fun. It's, you know, we can sit here, we can talk about it, but you can be doing this with your friends. Head out there, make a coffee day of it, or a coffee date. While you're down there, there's always something downtown that you need. Stop into one of those businesses. Every time I pop into a very particular one and I think they know who they are, I end up walking away with at least four things that I didn't even plan on buying. But while I'm there, made life easier. All right, let's talk about Third Thursdays, my friend. I don't have a lot of time left.
That's fine. We'll just hammer it out really quickly.
What's it looking like?
Registration opens the first week of May. We already have our band, our music lineup for the season. So we're starting with Sidetrack, then Groove Stampede, the Instigators, and we'll end with the Nate Champion Band.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep. It'll be just lineup. Yep, it'll be great. Food, family, fun, you know, lots of people.
All right. Now the registration for this is for the vendors.
Correct. Who want booths? Correct.
All right. Now how many can we have in total?
Oh, that's, I mean, I
it
think
it depends.
Yeah.
Because September, the last one's usually a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. I mean, food trucks, we always need food trucks. And yeah, I would say at least over 100 booths are available. I would say at least.
Now, you and I have talked about this event many times over the years, but if we look at its return from, and here I go again, the COVID times, I mean, this event's really come back to life.
Yes.
I mean, I can't say it ever really kind of died off.
Right.
But there was some trepidation going forward where it's like, gosh, is this going to take a while? Is this going to be Sisyphus pushing the ball up the mountain? What do you think?
Well, I think every year proves itself in as the amount of people that continue to come downtown, right? You continue to see patrons walking up and down Main Street, eating, drinking, have the kids. The kids are playing. We usually have some sort of activity for the kids, bouncy houses. In July, we'll do the watermelon eating contest. So, I mean, I think it's a wonderful family event for people to do something during the warm summer months.
And it's during the week, which is kind of nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Like not everything is on the weekend.
Exactly.
You can grab the kids from school, head right down there, see some friends.
School's over by then, Floyd, though.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. I haven't had a kid in school.
Summer
forever,
school, you never
grab them from that summer camp and head on down.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Exactly. There's a lot of summer camps. Kids are busy nowadays.
Oh, my gosh.
Very busy.
Yeah. No lack of activity for the kids.
Which is fantastic. And now here's one more. Grab them, head on down there for the evening. I got a friend who says that, boy, when he heads down there, it's all night.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because
absolutely.
I'll start at one end and I'll see a friend,
mm-hmm.
and it'll just be friend after friend after friend all the way down the street. He says, yeah. It takes me all night to see any booths.
If you say you're going for an hour, you're lying to yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, what a fantastic lie to tell
yourself. Oh, totally. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and for some people, it gets them out and it gets them seeing people that they may have not seen for a while. So it's a wonderful social event as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. One more time.
Okay.
If I'm a business, I want to register. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm a first timer.
Yes.
Like, you know what? I'm finally going to jump on it this year. What do I need to do?
You can either call the DSA office, which unfortunately I don't know the phone number, or Michaela might. Past employee.
Put her on the spot.
I know. She doesn't remember
either. My head. I remember.
Or you can go online on DSA, our website, and register to be a vendor.
All right. It's pretty self-explanatory, folks. They've made it very easy for you to jump on there. Let's see if we can't get a couple new businesses registered this year. I would love to see some businesses from the smaller towns popping in and joining that big festival.
Yes.
I mean, because that's what it is by the end of it. You got yourself a great big festival out there.
Absolutely.
Ladies, I want to thank you both so much for coming in and seeing me this morning. It's great having you both.
Yes,
thank you so much.
I end up having so much fun with you.
It is fun.
Thank you. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First home, feeling overwhelmed?
I'm Maren Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That could mean hundreds saved every month.
If you meet income guidelines, you may qualify to buy your primary residence.
Let's make it simple.
Call us or visit efirstfederal.bank today for all the details.
First Federal Bank and Trust. We're with you every step home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Flood insurance is one of those things most people don't think about until it's too late. And then by then, the damage is done. What many homeowners don't realize is that standard policies don't cover flood damage, even when it's caused by heavy rain, snowmelt, or water that comes from places you wouldn't expect. They take the time to help you understand your actual risk and walk you through flood coverage options that make sense for your home and your location, not just a one-size-fits-all policy. Iron Valley Insurance Group, forged in strength, guided by compassion. Stop by or request a quote at ironvalleyins.com.
Get off the beaten path and explore the edge of believable with some of the best films from the 2025 Banff Center Mountain Film and Book Festival as it brings these captivating and moving stories of the big screen to the YO Theater on Saturday, April 25th at 6:30 p.m. Stand on the highest peaks, ski the steepest slopes, and be a part of the adventure in this year's World Tour. Hosted in part by Wyoming Wilderness Association. Get your tickets now at yotheater.com.
Broadcasting from the Synergy Home Care Studio, News Talk 930 KROE, Sheridan. Now on.